You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee.
Jenna Lee.
Live from Facebook.com/group/jennalees.crystal.shop.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Your Beautiful Life
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee. I am Jenna Lee. Happy Wednesday. I am so excited to be here. I know I say that every week, but I feel so much pleasure and enjoyment just being able to jump on here and talk to everybody. This last few weeks has kind of felt heavy, and I'm wondering how many people have felt the heaviness, or is it the opposite for you? And are you feeling like things are going your way? Are there blessings coming in? A lot of people have felt the heaviness. However, there are still so many blessings coming in. So I'm curious, have you felt the heaviness? Have you experienced blessings? Has it been both? Are things starting to line up? So today I would like to talk to you about some of the things I've been experiencing this last week, as far as if you have been feeling the heaviness, what we can do to pull ourselves out, and what we can do to reset our vibes. Now, I am doing this on a daily basis in little groups with people that I work with, people that I know, friends, family, because a lot of people have been experiencing this. So one of the techniques that I do that I'm going to share with you, I hope when you do this, you're in a seated position until you learn. However, you can do it whenever, even when you're driving. So the first technique, and I'm just going to use something that's been going on, is how about feelings of not feeling good enough? When you think about whatever it is, by the way, not feeling good enough, maybe you're feeling down, you're feeling rejected, you're feeling abandoned. Notice the color of that energy, the first color that comes to your mind. And notice now the feeling in your body. Where is that color located in your body? And then you touch it. And once you can identify it, you're going to pull it out. And as you begin to pull it out, you may notice that that feeling of that trapped energy starts to shift, because negative energy, trapped emotions, those kind of things, they like to move, they like to stick, they like to hide. And so we just pull out all of that negative energy and you hold it in your hands in front of you. And remember, you've identified the color, but you're going to also now notice that the color has changed or stayed the same. And no matter what it is, if it has changed the same, changed colors or stayed the same, now you're going to imagine that it is spinning in a certain direction. In which direction is it spinning in? And then just notice if you were able to feel wanted, safe, loved, things like that. Is that the direction that it needs to spin in? And if not, you redirect it. And if so, you speed it up. And no matter what, whichever way the direction of the energy needs to flow, you speed it up. And you speed it up. You speed it up so fast, it's only in alignment with feeling good, with loving yourself, with knowing your value and knowing you're worth it. And then you go ahead and put it right back into your body where you took it from. And you just imagine and notice the energy shifting down your body, shifting up your body, just throughout your whole body, shifting those cells, shifting that energy, and allowing the cells to communicate with each other, allowing the water in your body to communicate with that new vibration. And you can do this to anything. Like I said, I do it with money sometimes. If I don't feel like I've been making enough money, if I feel like I need more. Now remember, I do say coin and currency. So if I would like to receive more coin and currency from outside sources, different sources, I'll do it with money. I do it with physical pain. You name it, you can shift it with an easy technique just as that. I'm going to take a break right there because I have Leah from Colorado Springs is what I think I saw.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What can I help you with today?
Well, maybe you could help me find out if my cancer will go away.
Okay. Leah, will you do me a favor and please provide me with your birthday so I can tap fully into your energy?
It's June 15th, 1984.
Okay, and you currently still have it?
Yes, I'm actually currently going through chemo while I'm on the phone with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like you're sitting there doing it right now?
Yes, I'm on a 46-hour pump. It's my second time doing chemo.
Okay. So the initial feeling that I get of that is it's extreme heaviness. Obviously, there's a lot of fear attached. Now, this is what I call a fork in the road. This is going to be a choice. Your choice. And I know it's hard to hear that, but it's going to be a mindset choice. Is this something that you want to overcome?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. So if the answer is yes, just like I heard, yes, you can definitely overcome it. But it is going to take some lifestyle changes. Now, this is a very sensitive topic. I'm on the air, so there's limited things that I can say about this topic. However, that C word does not like sugar of any kind. You could refrain from some of the things that it feeds off of and start to imagine it shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. And what I know about the C word is that it's like bags of toxins. And once those bags of toxins have been moved in any way, it completely starts to spread through the body. Now, if you can shift your thinking a little bit into being grateful, this is hard to hear sometimes, but your body actually starts to do that to protect you. It gathers all those toxins and puts them into little nodules or like, bags, like tumors or whatever. And your body's actually trying to protect you. It's when they start poking it and prodding it that it starts to, you know, spread. And if you can start being grateful that your body is trying to protect you, now we need to flush it and refrain from eating certain things and then start putting other things into the diet that eliminates that, you are going to beat this. You are definitely going to beat it. The challenge is that we've also got to change our mind and just know I've done this before. I'm grateful for my body for trying to protect me. Now it's time to like move forward and do a little research and start knowing what I can and should refrain from eating. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So when I see you in the future, I actually see you very happy. I see you having a lot of energy. I see you. Are you not working right now?
No, I am.
Okay. I still see you working. I actually just felt like, are you considering a career shift or a different job? Are you trying to make a decision for yourself like that? Yeah. Okay. Because I see you in a new position. I see you going somewhere else. Okay. Another thing I would like to ask is, have you had a harder time with like weight in your lifetime?
Yes.
Yes. I actually see that you slimming up and even feeling more energetic that way. There is something also going on with the body, and I know it might have a lot to do with that C word you're struggling with, but it looks like your blood needs to be cleansed. And you can cleanse your blood with wheatgrass. Wheatgrass powder is what I use. I like to make it into pills, but you can drink it. You can juice it. And so making these lifestyle changes and shifting your mindset to being grateful that your body is trying to protect you and you're receiving the right type of help, you're going to come out of this just fine. You will beat this.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you have any questions about some of the things that I have talked to you about?
No, I never would have thought of wheatgrass, but I will definitely look into that and see about adding it into my daily regimen.
Yeah, wheatgrass is so good because it cleanses the blood. It cleanses it so well. So if you've ever had problems with like your skin, like acne is a big one that a lot of my clients struggle with, wheatgrass will clear the blood and that clears the skin. So if you've ever had like, you know, acne, pimples, even your scars, not having enough elasticity in the skin, it'll start to improve that as well. And you'll start to you will refrain from feeling sluggish. You're going to start picking up momentum and energy. And yeah, I see it going really well for you.
Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there any other questions you might have?
Nope, I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, you have a great night. Good luck with that tonight.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Everybody that is listening right now and that's going to be tuning in the future, whenever you see this video, please say a prayer for Leah. I now have Nikki in Chicago next.
Yes, yes, sir.
Nikki, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. What can I help you with tonight?
Do you see money or me getting a job anytime soon?
Okay, let me just clarify the question. You're asking if you're going to get a job anytime soon and create some income for yourself?
Yes, because I have no income at all.
Okay. Nikki, will you please provide me with your birthday so that I can tune into your energy?
Yeah, 6/6/1979.
Oh, you think a lot. You overthink everything, huh? You think a lot. What I'm feeling with your energy is a lot of like heaviness, a lot of blockages, a lot of beliefs kind of fighting up against each other. It's like you know that you need this in order to live life and feel safe and comfortable, yet there's this feeling of like I'm just exhausted and I just don't want to I'm exhausted and I just don't want to. It's almost like giving up and knowing that you have to, and those two beliefs are fighting each other. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, about a job.
Yeah. So when you were trying to manifest income or pray for income, how are you going about that?
No, I pray about it every day. You know, I pray that things get better for me because I've been just going through just so much.
Yeah. Can you, are you willing to go into a little bit of detail of what you are going through? So I might be able to help walk you through some of those things so this situation can get better.
Yes, I have no money to pay none of my bills. I can't pay my car note. My insurance, I have nothing, and I feel like that I'm lost.
Yeah. Okay, and how long has that been going on for?
It's been going on since this year when I lost my job in January.
Okay, so I would like to walk you through a few things that I do that have really worked for me, if you're okay with that.
Okay.
I'm going to help to shift your energy a little bit because, yes, it is so possible for you to get a job. It is so possible for you to receive that income. We all deserve that as humans. We all deserve to feel safe. It is our birthright to do so, even when it doesn't feel like it. The best thing I have ever learned for myself is how to manifest this and change the energy. So number one, what I would like you to do is you're going to get a piece of paper. You're going to start to write on it. How do you want to feel when you have, how do you want to feel when you have a job? What does the job feel like? Does it feel safe? Does it feel like you can be yourself? Does it feel like you're valued, that you're noticed? Does it feel like people are finally seeing you for your talents and paying you well for it? How do you want to feel at work? And then start to imagine that you're putting in applications or resumes, and imagine if somebody were to call you and ask you to come in for an interview, how would you feel? So if somebody called you in for an interview, Nikki, how would you feel right away?
Well, I've been on so many interviews that I'm to a point I just be like, okay, I'm just going on another job interview.
I do understand.
I try to go there with positive energy, like search the job, but I always don't get nothing, like no call, or they'll say they went with someone else who's more qualified. And I'll be like, what did I do wrong?
Right. So when you're explaining that to me, I'm just seeing a massive block on top of you. Like you really just need to release this. So just keep up with the process with me right now, because I'm going to help you shift your energy. Okay. So one more time, pretend it's the best that could happen. This is the best thing that could happen. This is going to be the interview that leads to your job. One more time, if you were to get an interview and they call you, how do you feel right away?
I feel excited.
Yeah. Okay. I want you to imagine that you go into the interview and it goes really well. You're able to communicate effectively. The words just come from your brain and out of your mouth. You're glowing. They notice you. You go home. You feel like it went well. Who's the first person you're going to call?
Well, I call my daughter first. That's the first person who I call.
Yes. And what does she say? Is she excited for you? How does she react?
She'd be excited for me and be like, oh, Ma, I pray that this is the job for you.
Yes. Okay. Now imagine that you got a call back and they want to offer you a position. Now, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm so excited. Then I get to like plan stuff in my head with all I'm going to buy, with all I'm going to do. Just a lot of things run through my mind.
Yeah. Yes. Who's the first person you're going to call?
I call my daughter.
Yeah. And how does she react?
She'd be happy for me.
And would you guys, would you cry? Would you have tears coming down?
Well, I always cry anyway. So she'll cry with me if I'm real happy. Yeah.
Okay. Now I want you to imagine that you go to the first date, you make it through the first week, and you're actually liking it. It feels good. You're excited. You're starting to feel like things are going to be okay and they're stable. Your coworkers are friendly. They're noticing you. How do you feel?
And then I love to go to a job where I feel wanted, you know, and that everybody gets along. So I love going to work with no problem.
Yes. Now imagine you're getting your first paychecks. You're starting to pay off your bills. You're starting to make plans. It's starting to make you feel safe. It allows you to feel like everything's going to be okay. It's coming into alignment. Now imagine that feeling. And I want you to give that feeling a color. What color is it? The first color that comes to your mind.
Yellow.
Yellow. Okay. I want you to imagine that we're just grabbing this yellow. Now I see yellow like sunflowers and lemons and flowers in general and the sun. And imagine this beautiful yellow energy now coming in through the top of your head. And as it begins to fill up your whole body, your face, the back of your neck, your throat, going into your shoulders, it begins to chase out any darkness, any of the energy that is preventing you from receiving income. It's going to go down your arms. Oh, it's chasing out any heaviness, any limited beliefs that you are not worthy or good enough of this. It's going down both arms, chasing out that feeling of lack, of scarcity, of not having enough. It's moving down through your chest, chasing out those feelings of fear, of nothing's ever going to go right. Again, scarcity and lack, stress and anxiety. And it's moving down your back and it's chasing out depression and hopelessness. And that yellow, that bright yellow is moving through your womb and your hips, going into your legs as it's chasing out all the remains of the fear, the feelings of lack, the feelings of scarcity, of frustration, of not being good enough. And it's moving all that darkness out through your feet and your toes. And this yellow is just lighting up your whole body now. And then it becomes a big, beautiful bubble going all the way around you. And you take a breath and you just start to begin to feel like it's okay. Now imagine that you've had this cloak, this negative, maybe like invisibility cloak. If you've ever watched Harry Potter, they put this invisibility cloak on. And we're just going to pull that cloak off so that people can start to notice you. They start to see you. You're releasing any heavy and negative energy that is preventing you from receiving income. We're removing all the fear that's attached, all the feelings of not good enough. If something bad always happens when something good comes along, all the limited beliefs. And now just smile or imagine yourself smiling because the universe has your back and your energy is shifting. How do you feel now in this moment that we've just done an energy shifting technique for you?
I feel really good.
Yeah. Do you think that this is something that you could do on your own every day?
Yes.
Yeah. If you could, I would really, really like you to do it at least once a day. If you feel like it, maybe twice a day. Now, I do this stuff for myself every single time I feel heavy, every single time I feel negative, when something just feels like it's not going right, I do this for myself. Also, please keep in mind that you can come back to this video even within like the next hour and a half and do it for yourself again. You can always come back to it because it will be available on YouTube. And then remember to write down how you want to feel every day at your job. How much money would you like to receive? Be specific. What hours would you like to work? How many hours a week do you want to work? Be so specific. The universe loves you to be as specific as possible so they know what to send you. If you are wishy-washy in any way, they don't know what to send you. So it does come with a little bit of work for you because you've had some heavy, heavy, heavy blockages. But Nikki, I see you having a job. I literally seeing you have a job within the next 2 to 3 weeks if you put in the work. If you keep that hope going and do the effort, I see you having a job within 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Well, I feel good, but I just want it to happen because I've just been really depressed.
I know, I bet. With that depression, I know you live in Chicago. If there is any color in your skin, remember winter is coming. Anybody that has color in our skin, we have to have a double dose of vitamin D3-5. If you have been suffering with depression, you'll want to take a quadruple dose. Having a quadruple dose every day is going to help to kick that depression. So I do understand you're limited on funds, but the universe always provides. So write it down of something that you desire to have from the universe. And I guarantee you're going to start coming up and everything's going to work out perfectly for you.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with for the night?
Yes. Would I ever get over my fear and to getting back on the expressway to drive again?
Okay. Repeat that one more time for me, please.
Would I ever get over my fear to drive back on the expressway?
I do believe so, too. I do believe that, yes. I feel like there's an energy shift I feel like there's an energy shift that's going to happen for you as soon as you start to open up with the finances, because it does look like you're going to start working with the energy stuff. I have just shown you a little bit more. I think you're going to start seeing that you enjoy it. It is a mindset thing, but there are many things you can do to overcome this. You can overcome it by different types of hypnosis. I've done it for many clients. You can overcome it by tapping, EFT tapping. It's something you can look up on YouTube. There are many things. The first thing I want you to remember is when you have a fear about driving, you become very, very hyper aware of every little thing. When you are hyper aware, it actually makes you feel you more observant, which allows you to feel to be more safe. No matter if you're driving or in the passenger, you actually become more safe because you have been hyper observant for so long or hyper aware for so long. And people that have had a fear for a long time that start driving finally, that's the number one thing is for you to remember, because of your fear, you've become hyper aware. Hyper aware has allowed you to be observant. Observant has allowed you to be safe. You can calmly relax your hands around the wheel. Your breath is steady. Mm-hmm. Heartbeat is steady. And just start to imagine what that feels like over and over and over. And you will be able to overcome this. And I see you doing that within the next year.
Yes, because my son tell me I drive too cautious.
Yeah, well, it's because of the fear, but you can definitely overcome this. And I promise you, if you do this work for yourself on a regular basis, like I am asking, you're going to be able to make every single change in your life that you want. It's just an energy change and a mindset change, and you're going to be okay. You're going to eventually feel safe, and it's coming soon.
Well, okay.
Hey, well, thank you so much, Nikki, for calling in. I look forward to hearing from you in the future to see how things have been shifting for you, okay?
Okay.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so I have just a few minutes left. You can easily see with the calls of pulling stuff out, of imagining things. It's another way to shift our energy. I do it on a regular basis. Like I've been doing it every day. You can literally do it to anything. The very next thing that I will leave you with before I get off the air is your affirmations. And the number one thing to start writing down is I declare. I declare. I declare I am receiving coin and currency so easily into my life. I declare that people are valuing me and that I value myself. I declare that I'm moving forward in life and that I'm coming up successfully. Whatever you declare, start writing it down. I'm Jenna Lee. You can find me on Facebook under Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee. I look forward to seeing you next week. Have the best week ever. Bye, guys.